Matthew chapter 24, verse 37, 38, and 39. Somebody say amen when you're there. Matthew 24, verse 37, but as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Praise God. I want to just talk to us here this morning, a little bit of teaching here today, if I could do that. And I want to talk about the coming of the Lord. The coming of the Lord. He's coming soon, folks. He's coming soon. Amen. And we've got to be doing the work of God. We've got to be busy about prayer and fasting and seeking the face of God. Especially for these young folks, when you get a little bit older and you're taking a handful of medicine every day, it's really difficult to fast. And if you've got medical conditions, it's very difficult to fast. But those of us that are older, we can pray, and we'll lean on the younger ones to do the fasting. Amen. I need an amen from the front row. All right, praise God. God bless you. Let's pray and ask for God's help this morning. Lord, we need your help. We need your strength. We need the touch of your Spirit this morning. Anoint the Word of God to someone's heart today. Speak to each and every one of us this morning. Lay your hand upon us. God, we trust in you. We thank you this morning. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. You can be seated this morning. You know, there's many generations that have come and gone since the prophets of old spoke, and many generations have felt like it would be our generation that would see the coming of the Lord. I have talked to those that were around in World War II, and they thought that Hitler was the Antichrist. And they thought because of the millions, literally, I think maybe 60 million people that perished in World War II was the end of time. But we're still here. Amen. And so I want to present this morning in that light. I do believe that the coming of the Lord is very, very soon. Amen. There are things that are present now that were not present in World War II. And technologies that are there that they did not have, and things that are happening in society, and the sin that is wreaking our world and rocking our world that they didn't have to deal with back in those days. But what I want to do this morning is to present some facts and to give us an invitation to escape the coming judgment, whether it's now or whether it is in another generation. You know, the coming of the Lord could be right after service here this morning on your way home, and God forbid you would be in a car accident, and we would go into the presence of the Lord, or we would go another way. And so it is incumbent upon each of us today to serve God with all of our hearts, to live for God for right now, amen, and to do the work and the will of God right now. I'm thankful. I'm thankful for the blessings of the Lord and the opportunity today to just live for God and just do the will and the work of God. Amen. And we know that if it's this generation or another generation, Lord help us, we never thought we'd get to 2023, but here we are, amen. And we're facing many, many things. But folks, every one of us are going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and we're going to give an account of what we have done in our life. We're going to give an account what we have done in our body, amen, whether good or whether evil. And so what we need to have is a life of repentance, amen, a life of humility before God. And when we stumble, we're going to get back up again, and we're going to do the work of God again. Amen. Somebody said amen.
Amen.
Amen. That is so very, very true. Amen. One of the prophets, one of the first prophetic stories in the Old Testament is that timeless story of Noah and the flood. And Jesus talked about it here in our text scripture. And as we go further in time, the evidence is overwhelming that there was a cataclysmic flood that came upon the earth. And I'd like to take a little bit of time this morning to examine this fantastic story from a few different angles, lest you would think that it would be impossible for this to happen. But friend, it did happen. And I'd like to look at it from a historical point of view, from an archaeological point of view, from a spiritual and from a biblical point of view. I don't believe in just blind faith. Amen. We need to have some facts to back up what we believe. Amen. And the facts are in our favor. Praise God. They really are. And the nation of Israel, and actually every ancient civilization, had a story of a major flood that flooded the world. And Israel, from the very beginning of the nation of Israel, they told the story of the flood since their very beginning. And it's interesting to note that much of history is suspect by people, and they don't look at the facts, that they just think that it is a myth. If we would just sidetrack here for a moment, the Tower of Babel, the story of the Tower of Babel where the languages were confused, we would look at that, many secular people would look at that and say, well, that's just a myth, that couldn't happen. But the truth of it is that they found the old Tower of Babel and Babylon, and they began to do some archaeological digging there, and they actually found a clay cuneiform, which is a clay slate, and on that slate there was the story of the confusion of the languages. Amen. I kind of feel that a little bit here this morning. Praise God. And proving that it was not a myth, that it actually happened. What we've got to understand this morning is that the Bible is true. It is true archaeologically. It is true historically. It is true scientifically. It is true medically. Amen. There are so many areas that we have in the Word of God. Amen. And we can be confident this morning that there's no other religion in the world that has the book that we have. And it's because this is God's Word. It is not man's Word. Somebody said amen.
Amen.
Amen. And they also said many, many years ago that the biblical figure of King David was a myth. That he never lived, and it was just a story. But they have found artifacts in the Holy Land with his name encrypted upon it back to the time that he lived. And I could go on and on this morning and show you that the words of men are not always right, but it is the Word of God that is always right. Amen. And the story of the children of Israel that lusted after meat. They were 3 days after Mount Sinai where they received the law. And they began to murmur and complain. We're tired of this manna. We want some meat. And the scripture says that God sent quail, and just look at the dimensions. The scripture says it was basically a 50-mile diameter of quail, some 3 feet deep on the earth. And they wanted meat, and God gave them meat, and it came out of their nostrils. Amen. They lusted after this, and many of them died because of their sin. And so when they died, they buried them, and archaeologists went 3 days' journey from Mount Sinai, and they found a cemetery out in the middle of nowhere, and the cemetery, the headstones of the cemetery was in Hebrew, and there were pictures of quail on the headstones way out in the middle of nowhere. Praise God. God's word is true, folks. As fantastic as it may seem, these things are very, very easy for God to do. Amen. It's very hard for us to do, but it's not hard for God to do. Amen. And so enough said about the archaeological part of it. History tells us that the Word of God actually happened. And so from an archaeological view, we can see that the flood actually happened by sediments of soil and the different anomalies that have been found in the geology of the world, such as, and I'm not sure where this is at, you could Google it and find it very, very easily. They found a cliff with different layers of sediment, and the wise people came along and said that these are millions of years apart from each other. And what they didn't expect to find was a tree, a petrified tree that was standing from the bottom of those sedimentary lines all the way to the top, a huge tree. And I don't know of any tree that takes millions and millions of years to grow. Amen. And so they found that their word was not actually true. Things like scattered bones of many animals found on the tops of mountains where the valleys converged and ended up at the very top of the mountain, proving that these animals were trying to escape the rising water, and they went up to the top of the mountain, and that's where they perished. Some have said that there's not enough water. Just hang with me here this morning, all right? That there's not enough water in the ocean to cover the earth that high. But it wasn't just ocean water. It was the water from the deep. The Bible says the deep was broken up. And obviously the Lord took the world and tipped it a little bit on its axis and caused the circumference of the earth to swell in a different location and cause the tectonic plates of the world to shift. And after this, they have discovered that there is as much water under the earth as there is on top of the earth. You know, God's word is true. That's all I'm trying to say this morning, that God's word is true. Jesus is coming, friend. There is a day that he is going to come. And so spiritually, when we look at the flood, we can see that it fits into end time prophecies. And first we can see that the world became increasingly wicked, and much anarchy and self-rule was covering the earth. And folks, it is just like what is happening here in our day today. It really is. There is business as usual, and they were eating and drinking, giving in marriage, and all of that until the flood came. I'm going to read that scripture. But it was business as usual, and there was one man, kind of like Winston Churchill, who wrote the book The Gathering Storm. Amen. And he could see out in the distance and see a world war that was coming, But everybody else said, oh, there's peace in our time, and we're not going to have this calamity upon the face of the earth. But Winston Churchill was right, and Noah was right. He was a preacher of righteousness. Yes, and what did he preach? He preached the coming of the Lord. Right. He preached the coming judgment upon the world. Right. And as a snare, amen, and the clouds came and water fell down upon the earth, and the prophecy came to pass. It's going to be that way again. Amen. And what we see today is business as usual. Even as the printing presses are printing money, they just passed a $1.4 trillion package in Washington, and they're printing the money. That's why the prices of everything is going up. Amen. We're just having business as usual. But friend, I want you to know the day is going to come when it's not going to be business as usual. We see wars and rumors of wars all around our world. We have seen, and we're a little bit close to this because my wife's niece went to South Korea. She's 15 years old. She flew to South Korea over the holidays to spend time with some family over there. And while she was there, the rocket man from North Korea was shooting rockets over Seoul, where our niece was. Friend, I want you to know our world is turning crazy. I don't have to tell you that, but I'm telling you that this morning. China is rising. Amen. Russia has hypersonic missiles that they claim can be aimed at every U.S. city, and they are just going crazy over there, shooting missiles and killing people. For what reason? It's because it is demonic. Amen. The devil wants to bring confusion to our world, and he wants to bring confusion into the church. But we're not going to be confused, praise God. And we're not going to be deceived because of that day that is coming. We preach it for many years, but when it happens, we complain about it. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's kind of a paradox there. The world is lining up like it was in the scripture day. There is something that is different in our generation, and that is the nuclear bombs that have been created, introduced in World War II. But now we have literally tens of thousands of nuclear missiles that are available in our world, and they can be so hot that the elements will melt with a fervent heat. Praise God. We ought to be stirred in our hearts today. Sure. Amen. There is the coming of the Lord. Yes. Sure. Amen. Matthew 24:37, I read it. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Amen. We can look at the negative of that, but we can also look at the positive of that, and that is that the Lord is coming. And that's what I'm talking about this morning, is the coming of the Lord. For us, it is not a matter of despair. Amen. But it is a matter of hope. Praise God. And so, if we want to talk about the end times, 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1, Paul was writing to the young preacher Timothy, and he said, "This know also, that in the last days," everybody said, "the last days."
The last days.
So there's going to be a time when it will be the last days. He said, "Perilous times shall come." And we're living in that. Just ask anybody from Ukraine. Amen. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce. That word incontinent there means without self-control. Fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. Well, praise God. Yeah. If we're going to turn away from all of those, that's quite a list right there. Yeah. We was out yesterday, and we were eating a late breakfast at a restaurant. And the waiter that we had green, he had green fingernail polish on all of his fingers. And the folks that we were eating with, he had a green shirt. And I said, man, your shirt matches the green fingernails. And I don't know if he appreciated that or not. But all sorts of earrings and nose rings, and I don't have to go into detail here this morning. We've all faced those things. Amen. But Paul told Timothy, he said, in the last days, perilous times shall come. You just turn on the radio and listen to the news, and you'll find it right there in 2 Timothy chapter 3, because that's the day that we're living in today. And it is very easy for us to get used to this, to where it doesn't bother us anymore. Yes, sir. Amen. But Lot was grieved every day because of the things that were going on in Sodom and Gomorrah. And I find myself waking up in the morning with a spirit of heaviness on me. Amen. With a spirit that is like, the Lord is coming soon. Amen. We've got to pray. We've got to seek the face of God. And we've got to stay close to Him. Somebody said amen.
Amen.
Amen. And it's all because of the fall in the garden. And somebody said one time that when God made Adam, he was godlike. And when he sinned, he became human-like. And now, in our day, he is devil-like. We have made a march downward in the way that we are living. And it's not just America, it is in our world.
Right.
It's everywhere.
Yeah.
Isaiah prophesied about it in Isaiah 24 and verse 20. And he said, the earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard. And it shall be removed like a cottage, and the transgression thereof shall be heavy upon it, and it shall fall and shall not rise again. I think there's a place where Jesus said, well, I know there's a place, and he said that there will be earthquakes in different places.
Yeah.
That will mark the end times. Well, I believe that the earthquakes that are coming upon our world is not necessarily altogether a natural thing, but there is something is heavy upon the earth, and it is the transgression and the iniquity of humanity that is pushing down and weighing down our world. Amen. But in the midst of this gathering storm, praise God, there is a people who are standing upon truth. Amen. And we're working on our salvation. Amen. Working on our salvation ship, trying our best to live for God and do the will of God. Can you say amen this morning?
Amen.
Amen. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 7. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Yeah. And I could go into that story, but I'm not going to this morning. I think everyone, it's just us here this morning, and we know this story like the back of our hand. Amen. But let's just suffice it to say that the flood came, and the preaching and the prophesying of Noah came to pass. Amen. And it's going to come to pass in our generation as well. If you go back to Matthew 24 and go to verse 40, it says, "Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left." He said it's going to be like the days of Noah. Then he said, "In that day, in the last days, two shall be in the field, one shall be taken and the other left." I like that scripture right there, because that's where we are called to be, folks, is out in the field. We're supposed to be in the field, sowing seed in the field. That's our calling as apostolics. Amen. One God apostolics. We should be in the field. I want to be taken in the field. Amen. I want to be taken in the field. Two women shall be grinding at the mill. And that's the result of the sowing in the field. One shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. So some are going to be in the field sowing, and some are going to be grinding the meal, and they're going to be cleaning the bathrooms at the church. They're going to be vacuuming the floors. They're going to be teaching Sunday school. They're going to be picking people up and bringing them to the house of God. And right in the middle of all of that activity, Jesus is going to come. Amen. Amen. He's coming, folks. Amen. Amen. And the Bible says he's going to come with a great shout. I don't want to be without hearing. I want to have ears to hear, so I can hear that shout and the voice of the archangel. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 15. "For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds." It's going to be a one-time event. Amen. "To meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." Amen. Praise God. It's going to be a comfort or it's going to be a curse. And I want it to be a comfort. Amen. I'm waiting for the coming of the Lord. Yes, praise God. Amen. And so Peter talked about Noah in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 20. I know these are all familiar scriptures, but they're important scriptures. Yes, he said, "Which sometime were disobedient," verse 20, "when once the longsuffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was a preparing, wherein few," that is, eight souls, "were saved by water." Everybody said they were saved by water. They were saved by water, "the like figure," or in the same way, "whereunto even baptism doth also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ." There's a lot of prophetic things in the story of Noah and the ark and the flood and all of that, but the earth was corrupt and it had to be cleansed. And so God decided to use water to cleanse the earth. But it was not just for judgment, it was for salvation. Amen. Praise God. Because those that were on the earth were judged, but those that were in the ark were lifted up. Praise God. And one of these days we're going to be lifted up off of this earth, and God's going to pour out his wrath upon this world, I don't want to be here. I want to be caught up. And the only ones that are going up are those that are baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. If you're not baptized, you're not going. Praise God. And that's not just baptized, but baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. You're not going to go. You're going to stay behind. Amen. Everybody else is going to be gone. And I've said it over the years. You can come to church here and you don't have to believe what we preach. Amen. But when we're gone, you can have the building. Praise God. Just take it over. We'll leave a key behind somewhere for you. Amen. But it's not going to do you any good. Amen. Because he's not going to be here. Amen. And there's not going to be any opportunity. So what we need to do is get right with God today. And let the water cleanse you. Amen. Let the water, God's water that he brought up, amen, let it cleanse you of your sins. The Bible says in Acts 2:38, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the washing away, blotting out, cleansing, amen, of our sins. And if you're not baptized in Jesus' name, amen, your sins are still with you. Praise God. God loves us, and God loves people that are not saved. He came to save the lost. Amen. But what he's looking for is someone that will simply say, I see the word of God. I see the need to be baptized in Jesus' name. Take me to the water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? I want to do it right now. Because the Lord could come today. Amen. The Lord could come right now. And that'd be a great thing for this message if the Lord just came. Praise God. Well, praise the Lord. Somebody said, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
And that's our blueprint, is Acts 2:38. Repent. Amen. Build that boat. Be baptized in Jesus' name and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost speaking in other tongues. Because the Lord is coming. Can we stand together this morning? Can we stand together? We've said it many, many years in a row. This could be the year that the Lord comes. And sometimes we get accustomed to that, and it becomes a cliche.
Yeah.
But the very truth is, he is coming.
Yeah.
And if we die before he comes, we're just going to get there quicker than anybody else.
Yeah.
Praise God. And he is going to come. And young people, live for God. Live for God, because the day is going to come. Amen. The day is going to come. In years gone by, I wouldn't have preached this message like I'm doing it here this morning, because I had my voice and I had energy and strength, and I was able to go and go and go and go. But the day is going to come when you're not going to be able to do that. Serve the Lord before the evil days come. Amen. Serve God before the time comes when you are laying in your bed and saying, oh, I wished I would have. I wished I would have. Don't do that. Live for God today. Be faithful to the house of God. Make up your mind. Well, praise God. Just make up your mind. I'm going to serve God all the days of my life. I'm going to pray. I'm going to seek the face of God and do the very best that I can for the rest of my life. If you've made a mistake, well, just get back up and go again.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Don't stop. Don't stop. A righteous man will fall 7 times. We're not perfect.
Right.
You're not perfect. I'm not perfect. And we're going to fall 7 times. But what does he do? He gets back up again, and he goes on. And he may not be able to, like in my case, I'm not able to do it like I used to do it, but I'm going to do the very best that I can with what I have.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yes, sir.
Just do the best that you can with what you have.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And when Jesus comes, it's going to be worth it all.
Worth it all.
Yeah.
That's right.
Because the trials of life and the struggles that you're going to go through in life, the Bible says that they're not to be compared. Brother Johnson preached that at my wife's funeral. And he said, there's no comparison. He said, it's like a bucket of water and an ocean. There's no way to compare the two with each other. And there's no way to compare the struggles that we're having. And some of you are going through struggles. I don't know all the details, but some of you are going through struggles. There's no way to compare the struggles with the glory that shall be revealed in us. Amen. We've got a blessed hope this morning. I feel the Holy Ghost here. I think this is for someone here this morning. We have a blessed hope, a hope that's beyond this life, a hope that is beyond our finances, our retirement income, all of the things that we worry about and think about, the struggles of worrying about your children that are out in the darkness. They've left God. Those are struggles that you have in your heart, and you pray about it every day. But I want you to know, all of the things that we wrestle with, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers. The day's going to come when the devil's going to be chained up, and he's going to be in that place. Amen. But we're going to be in glory.
Yes, sir.
And I want to live for God. I just want to do the right things. And I don't always do the right things, just like you. But I'm going to get back up and go again. And if you've stumbled this morning, get back up and go again.
Yes, sir.
Get back up and go again. Let the feeble words of this preacher ring in your ears this morning. I've got to get back up and go again. Because I want to be saved. I want to hear him say, well done, good and faithful servant.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Come on, let's pray right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, put your word in our hearts. Put your word down deep in our spirit, Lord. Oh God, you know our frame, Lord. You know that we are but dust. Help us this morning. Help someone this morning that's having a struggle. Help someone this morning, Lord, that needs a word of encouragement. You're coming very soon. Oh God, we lean on you this morning. By the power of the name of Jesus, lift us up, God, into your presence. Lift us up, God, into your presence this morning. Come on, let's talk to him for a moment here this morning. Oh, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Le more kataya bashundanakata. Mighty God, touch our children, Lord. Touch these young men, Lord Jesus. Touch our families, O God. Put it in our hearts, Lord. Write it upon the table of our hearts. God, we lean on you right now. God, we lean on you. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus.